Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. I am chatting again with the President and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Nucor is focused at the Enchi Gold Project in Ghana. The company already has a 1.4 million ounce gold resource that came out about the middle of last year, about a year ago actually, and is currently working through, almost completed, the 90,000 meter drill program with the goals of making new discoveries and growing that resource. We've already seen a number of new discoveries, and just yesterday we had more news from the company, more drill results from this Tokosea area. Now, this area does not have a current resource, so was not in that 1.4 million ounce resource, but the company now has completed a little over 80 holes at this area, all focused on just figuring out where the best mineralization is, following up on some of those drill results. Luke, we had the final drill results released from this Tokosea area. Summarize what you have found there through these 82 holes that have been drilled so far.
Yeah, so Tokosea is one of three new discoveries that we made this year. Just as a reminder, and we've talked about it before, one of the goals of our current drill program was obviously to make new discoveries as well as extend the mineralization at all of our existing resource areas, go back to previously drill tested areas, and then make some high grade discoveries at depth. So in terms of new discoveries, made three of them this year. We have honed in on Tokosea, had some very encouraging first pass results from there. We went back in and we've released an additional 26 holes as part of this release. So we've now drilled a total of 82 holes at Tokosea. We hit on about 83% of the holes that we drilled, so that's very good from a first pass perspective. And we're starting to hone in on a couple of areas within this very large anomaly. So Tokosea is about 6 by 2 kilometers in size, and we've started to hone in on a couple areas where we're hoping we're starting to get enough drill density that we'll be able to start moving those towards a resource at Tokosea.
So, Luke, out of these results that we saw, again, it seems to be quite consistent out of Nucor. Near-surface mineralization, gold mineralization, that is, the headline numbers being about 1.3 grams per ton gold over 13 meters and 1.64 grams per ton gold over 10 meters. How does this area compare to some of the other areas on the project that have resources on them in terms of grade and width?
So in terms of our first pass drilling, we always focus on the kind of first 75 to 100 meters. So we'll go in and we'll drill anywhere from 100 to 200 meter spaced sections along the anomaly, and we'll be focusing on that first kind of 75 to 100 meters. You'll see a lot of the results that we've put out over the last year and a half. They will be deeper drilling that we've done at our existing resource areas. These are areas that obviously we've already done a lot of drilling near surface. We've identified where there's some potential higher grade opportunities at depth, and then we follow that up with deeper drilling. But given Tokosea is a new target, we have been focused on those oxides for 75 to kind of 100 meters, and they're very consistent with the grades that we're seeing at our other deposits, including Siyum and Boeing, Niam and Kwachikrum. So we're very encouraged with the results. You know, we do need to obviously continue to do additional drilling to look to get the drill density, and ultimately they remain open along strike and obviously open at depth as well. But from a first pass perspective, it's very encouraging and looking, similar to what we see across the project.
So Luke, are these the final holes from this Tokosea area? Have they now all been released?
Yeah, from Tokosea, these are all the holes that we've drilled as part of this program. In terms of our total allocation to greenfield targets on our projects with the goal of obviously making new discoveries. Of our 90,000 meter drill program, we allocated about 18,000 meters, of which about 10,000 of that was done at Tokaseya. And that's really as a result of the initial results we got back at Tokaseya. They were extremely encouraging. And as a result, we sent the drill rig back there twice to do follow-up drilling.
So, Luke, how many more meters are still to be drilled of this 90,000 meter program?
We have about 5,000-6,000 meters of results still to come, which we'll look to get out over the next couple of months. And then the other thing that we're doing at the moment is some additional met work. So we've got column tests that are currently running. I'll just cast your mind back to July of 2021. We released four column tests for the project. Those had very good recoveries between 90-95%. But obviously, as we've continued to drill the Enchi project, we want to continue to do additional met work. So we've been doing a lot of bottle roll tests, but then we've also commenced three more column tests, and we'll look to get those results out to the market in the next couple of months as well.
Where was the material taken from for this met testing? Because this project does have a number of different resource areas.
Boeing and Sium, so those are our two largest deposits. They make up about 90% of the total resource. So 725,000 ounces at Sium, about 500,000 ounces at Boeing. So they make up our current about 1.25 of our current 1.4 million ounce resource. So that's where we're doing additional column work, is obviously on our two largest deposits.
So when are you expecting to release this updated resource that encompasses this 90,000 meters? Obviously, you still need to get that drilling done, but general time frame when we can expect that resource, please?
Yeah, so once we get the final sets of results back, which we'll expect over the next couple of months, then we'll obviously work with our engineers to compile all of that, and we'll look to get a resource out in Q4 of this year.
All right, Luke, let's talk about valuation of the company, too. It's one thing we seem to be focusing a bit more on because, you can value some of these exploration companies when you do have ounces in the ground. Hard to value other companies that don't have resources, but as I said, Nucor has 1.4 million ounces in the ground. Take us through the market cap of the company and how you see the valuation metrics playing out.
Yeah, so I mean, we're trading around 36 cents a share today, so that's about $42 million market cap. We've obviously got a current 1.4 million ounce resource, and people obviously need to come up with their own estimates in terms of what that'll potentially grow to when we put out an update later this year. But if we look at where we're trading on, let's say, a per ounce in the ground basis, we're trading at about $22 per ounce in the ground. That's looking at the 1.4 million ounce resource. And then from a valuation perspective, I guess I would also highlight the PEA that we put out. I mean, at an 1850 gold price, you're looking at an after-tax NPV of about $302 million US, which obviously today we're trading at about $30 million US. So obviously lots of value there to potentially re-rate. In terms of, I guess, some metrics, if we look at Cardinal Resources, for example, which was a more advanced stage project than us, they got acquired in early 2021. They had a feasibility study, so it's not apples to apples comparison, but they got taken out for about $90 an ounce. If we look at a more recent West African transaction, you saw B2 Gold acquire Oklo, and that got done at about $95 per ounce. Again, there's some synergies there with their existing operations, but those types of metrics are about four times where we're currently trading today. So, obviously people need to do their own research and come up with their own estimates. But from where I sit, those are a couple of things that when I'm looking at our stock price, I kind of think it looks very attractive at these levels. I mean, the other thing I'd highlight is with the rest of the sector, we've sold off quite aggressively over the last couple of months. We're now trading at levels we haven't traded at in 18, 24 months. And over that period, we've obviously drilled 85,000 meters. We've put out a very robust PEA. We've put out a updated resource. We've increased our institutional shareholders from 0 to 40%. So we've done a lot of things that have created fundamental value for the company, but I would argue aren't being reflected in the share price today. But again, I'd encourage all your listeners to kind of come up with their own estimates. But from where I sit, putting my former kind of investment banking hat on, those would be some of the things that I would point to.
Cool. All right. Thank you for outlining that, Luke. Take us through expected news flow then. Over summer, it seems like the whole sector has slowed down already coming into summer. What sort of news can we expect out of Nucor then?
Yeah, so we'll continue to have drill results coming out, as well as I spoke about in a little bit of detail. We're running those column tests at the moment, so we'll look to get those results out. And then that will all dovetail into, obviously, us looking to get that resource update completed for Q4 of this year.
All right, Luke. Appreciate the update. I will post a link to the news release on the Nucor site below this interview. One other thing to note is that Nucor will be at PDAC this year, next week at booth 3145. Go by and say hi to Luke and the team, and feel free to send me any questions that you have on the back of this news. My email is fleck@kereport.com. Luke, thanks again for the update. Thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Great. Thanks a lot, Corey.